In Lamentes, which talks about Baal Tolin. Baal Tolin is a very common mitzvah. We're going to learn Yitzchak, there are a number of mitzvahs involved. And the Chofetz Chaim says, if you look over the year, you'll see that you probably dealt with, you have these variables, these halachas, these mitzvahs are nageh probably hundreds of times per year, per individual. And I would say probably more so it's nageh in your personal life rather than in the workplace. I mean, it's nageh to the workplace as well, but probably more so in your personal life. And we're going to see different examples. There are hundreds of examples that we could apply. We'll try to go through sif and see how we could bring it out. As a backdrop, there are three mitzvahs that are specific. Three mitzvahs, two lois aseis and one mitzvah aseis, which the Torah says just for Baal Tolin, just for the concept of Baal Tolin. Baal Tolin means you have to pay a worker on time. We're going to discuss what the time is. But there are three different mitzvahs in the Torah. One lav is Leisalim Pula Sachar Itcha Ad Boiker. You should not withhold his wages until the morning. You should have paid him before the morning. The second lav is Leisavo Lav Hashemesh. You should have paid him before the sun sets, which means Tesa Kochavim, which we're going to learn exactly the halakhic application, exactly what the time is for that. But there's one that you should pay him before the morning, one is that you should pay him before the evening. And then there's a mitzvah saseh of b'yem titin skari. You have a mitzvah saseh to pay a person on time. It's two lavim and one saseh. And the Chazal say that really it's not like for each time you get two lavim, you only get one lav. It depends, we're going to learn that there's such a thing called a schir yoim, and there's such a thing called a schir laila. A schir yoim means that a person worked the entire day and he finished at Tzeisa Kochavim. So then you have a 12-hour period, which means till the morning to pay him. And a schir laila means he worked at night, let's say till the morning, and then you have the whole day to pay him till the evening. So you always have up to a 12-hour period. You really don't even have a full 12 hours, which we're going to learn. You might even have a 1 minute, technically. If a person finishes the job right before Shkia, you have 1 minute to pay him. You miss that 1 minute, you're over a lav and an asay. This is a powerful thing. And the Chofetz Chaim discusses, like he dedicated two separate prokim in Avos Chesed just to talk about Baal Tolin, because he says it's so prevalent and people don't realize this, the severity, the people don't even realize that there's a mitzvah going on. Another nekuda, besides that it's prevalent, is that like other mitzvahs to rice is mitzvahs trichus kavana. That's a concept now. It could be it's a shaila here, but at least our preskim who discuss that yes, so too lagabi these mitzvahs, it's mitzvahs trichus kavana, which means that if you have an opportunity, let's say you went in a taxi, a car service, whatever it was, a babysitter, and you paid, which we have to pay anyway, but you didn't think that with this I'm being mekayim a mitzvah saseh, you might have lost the mitzvah. You weren't even anything, but you might have lost the mitzvah. It means you just squandered an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh deraisa. And if you just give it...
Even
you
hold the old mitzvah
chavana,
but he said normally if you do a mitzvah, you do it okay.
You do it okay with
kavana,
you mean?
No, you do it without kavana, but if you do it with kavana, it's okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I don't know. Here the poskim discuss is Kavach Chaim. There's, if you look in the Hagdoma, or the Chofetz Chaim mitzvah zakotza, like there's a Hagdoma in my Sefer, over there he mentions this point. I'm not sure exactly who wrote that Hagdoma. But over there, he says that even Lagavi Baal Tolin, you need to have kavanah. And the Kavach Chaim mentions it in Aruch Chaim as well, I believe it is, that you have to have kavanah when you should have kavanah when you give it. I mean, there was a story where Mendel Zaks was going with the Chofetz Chaim, he was traveling. Rav Ham, I believe, brings down the story. Rav Ham Zatzal wrote a shtickel in Hamasifta. I forgot which year it was, but many years ago. And he brings down the story that Chofetz Chaim was traveling with Mendel Zaks on a wagon, and then at the end of the trip, Mendel Zaks paid the wagon driver. The Chofetz Chaim stopped him, and it says, you paid it too, like, nonchalant. It was like I wrote, you just was Makayim, a mitzvah saseh, and too lavim. What were you doing? You're like, you have to stop, think, and pay. You should have, if those people who say L'shem Yichud for other mitzvahs, then Kol Shekein probably should say free L'shem Yichud here, based on the number of mitzvahs that are involved here. You have to stop and realize the chashiv is what you're doing, and realize the opportunity that you have, and it's my argument is it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wants to be Lezakas as Israel, Hebron Lame Terah Mitzvah, is like we're noig anyway. We have work as Keseda, we rent things Keseda, we're paying anyway. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us opportunity to be Makayim Keseda Mitzvah Deraisa. All right, we're going to learn in Yetzir Hashem tonight, today. We're going to go through sif by sif. We'll see so many examples. Correct. No, definitely, 100%. It gives you, also you develop over time. Once you start thinking about this, I can tell you develop over time a sensitivity, not only to other people's wages and to the cheshivas of moment, but a sensitivity, pasha to be not lechaver. You feel for a person, you feel for a worker. Now, a work is not just an opportunity how to get something fixed, but now there's a little deeper there, there's something else going on, that you feel for him, and you realize it's his opportunity to make money, and you obviously have opportunity to support him and be mekayem mitzvah. All right, let's start with the first mitzvah. The first sif. Mitzvah lasei schar socher bezmano. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to pay a worker on time. Which, like we said, we're going to see what the time is later on, but you have to pay him on time. Vim ichrei, and if you delayed payment, oiva b'lav, you're an oiva with a lav. Like I said, it's either the lav of baltolin or the lav of loisava lav hashemesh. Just generally speaking, we refer to this always as baltolin. That's the more frequent lav. And somehow the whole simin took on the name of Baal Tolan, and whenever the Paiskim talk about these Yisurim, they refer to a Baal Tolan. But it's not Dafka limited to Baal Tolan. It's Lissava Lava Shemesh, it's B'yam Tikkun Skarei. It means all the mitzvahs that are involved. But here, Vim Ichra, if you delay payment, Oiva Balav, you're going to be Oiva Balav. Echot Tzchar Odom, whether it be wages for a person, Oi Behema, or for an animal, Oi Kalem, or for an item. Regardless, it means whether it's a rental or a service provided, and we're going to discuss different types of services. It could be a craftsman, it could be a person like a lawyer who provides a service, it could be a painter, it could be anything. It doesn't, as long as he provides a service, you're going to be over a lot. Sorry? And Behem and Kalem is a rental. If I rent. Right, yeah, that's a good idea. Behemoths, you rent a car, you rent a horse, you rent a, let's say you're going, I don't know how it's here, but in the country, in New York, you go up and sometimes you could, you know, go horseback riding. You rented a horse. At that point, when you pay, you're being mekayem mitzvah, and if you don't pay on time, you're over a lav. Oy kelim, or any item. Avol, however, al schar karka, but rental for karka, yesh mishayim mishayin oiva. Could be that for karka, you're not oiva. That's the shittas of the mechaber. Although I just want to explain, just give some examples to get a feel for what's going on. Let's say something's wrong in the house. I don't know, the toilet doesn't work and you hire a plumber. At that point, you mean a mitzvah say the raisa to pay the plumber that day that he fixes the toilet. Fixes the leak, whatever it might be. If you don't pay on time, then you're over a lot. Let's say a painter, like we discussed, a car service, a repairman, a lawyer, a dentist, anything, basically. An employee. You have an employee, a secretary, whatever it is, all your employees. Any type of upmach, any type of agreement that you have, a service agreement between an employee-employer relationship, at that point, you're going to have all these mitzvahs. Now, Kalim, I could also give you examples. It comes into funniest cases. You probably la'ol al daita. I don't know here if it's popular, but in America, we have a bowling alley. You go to bowling, and you rent a pair of shoes. You need to have dafka bowling shoes. So besides for per lane that you play, you also have to rent the bowling shoes. Those bowling shoes, you should know, you're going to have a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah lois sasei regarding paying the shoes. Now, generally, they're not going to let you out of the alley unless you pay, so you won't have the problem. But you have anything. You rent chairs and a table for a chasno, you rent the gowns, you rent flowers, anything. It doesn't make a difference. Any item, renting cars, it doesn't make a difference. You rent something, either a rental or you hire somebody, you have this mitzvah, this inyan of Baal Tolan. Now the Makabe says that on karka, yesh mishay mashay no'ivan. That's the cheetahs of Makabe. It comes from a Rama. However, there are many, many Rishayim who argue with the Rama and hold that even on karka, you do have Baal Tolan. The dynamics of Baal Tolan are applicable. And therefore, the Paiskim say it's a Safik Duraisa and Safik Duraisa Lechumra. That's by karka, just in general. It means if you'll rent just a piece of land to put up a tent because you want to have, I don't know, a simcha that night, an outdoor party. But if you're renting a house, which is very typical, they're always the landlords and tenants, the tenant who rents a house already is now what we call Tolish Ulubesayf Chivro. It started off as Metaltalin, and they built the house. So there, the Ksais want to say that's even worse. I mean, even those shittas who hold that Karka doesn't have the inyanim about Talin, but Talish, Ulubusayf Chibra, Lagabi, these inyanim have a din of Matatalin, and you will have the dynamics of Baltolin. So therefore, a tenant to a landlord, yes, we'll have the inyanim of Baltolin. Say, if you hold it the Baltolin on Karka, say, if you don't hold the Baltolin on Karka, you still have 10 to 10, that maybe I'll Talish, Ulubusayf Chibra, that will already warrant the Baltolin. Let me just finish and then we'll take questions. Now, just what's the nakuda is, I just want to bring out a point, which is, I believe here the minig is that you pay at the beginning of the month, right? Let's say I'm renting for January, January 1st rent is due. Is that the minig here? Okay, that's the minig here in America too. So in that case, here's a chap. In that case, we'll not be over a mitzvah of Baal Tolin the first day of the month. There's a concept. The Torah says that schiris einu mishtalemes ela lebesayif. Schiris is only payable at the end of the schiris. When you rent something, at the time you finish the rental, that's when payment is due. You hire a service, you're a dentist, a doctor, whatever it is, at the end of the visit, that's when you have to pay him. You don't have to pay him before the visit, you have to pay him at the end of the visit. So too, if you rent by months, so January, al pi Torah, I'm only mechuyif to pay, in terms of the concept of schiris mishtalemes lebesayif, I'm only mechuyif to pay at the end of the month. Now, we have a minig we pay at the beginning of the month. In fact, contractually, we also pay at the beginning of the month. It's even written in the contract. So, avada, you have a chiv to pay at the beginning of the month, but this chiv that you have at the beginning of the month is like any other upmark, any other obligation that you created to pay at the beginning of the month. But that's not necessarily the schiris type of obligation. It's not an obligation of the rental. The fact that you moved it up to the beginning of the month was your personal obligation that you moved it up. But I'll tell you, you really were only supposed to pay at the end of the month. And the nafkin min is the gabi about tolan. That means if you don't pay on the first of the month, yes, you are leiva rosh v'lo yishal, and yes, you did other things wrong, but you won't be over the mitzvah Baal Tolin until at the end of the month. It means after the 31st day of the month, and then you don't pay, yes, then you'll have a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah sasei. I asked the shalot to a number of places in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what they told me. Thereafter, I found it's Mashmois of the Meshev of the Nesivis who says the same thing. That even if you have a minig to pay earlier and you take a habit chiv, and don't think that, oh, I'm not giving you a heta now to delay a rent payment at the end of the month. No, about you have to pay at the beginning. But these special mitzvahs don't apply until the end of the month. And so too, it's Agabi, a playgroup, a babysitter. I don't know how it is, but by us, a playgroup, again, it's just like January, you got to pay at the beginning of the month for the January's service of playgroup. So what happens is, or maybe tuition, you could apply the same thing. So what happens is yes, you have a chiv to pay at the beginning of the month, but no, you won't have these mitzvahs until you delay payment past the end of the month. A friend of mine once asked me a shayla, it was interesting to shayla. I'll be honest that I didn't get the answer, but I'll share with you the shayla. Machavrusa told me, he wants to know, how's it shayach that for a man, Bizman Azeh, who goes to the mikvah to be Makayim HaMitzvah Zaseh Deraisa? Today, I mean, we don't have these dinim of chumis and maisa. Where is it negeya? There's an Indian, let's say, and some people go every day, some people go every Shabbos, some people go by Yontif. There's an Indian to be Matar Atzma, that's very nice. But how you mean Makayim HaMitzvah Deraisa? Now, to be honest with you, he stumped me, and he said, very simple, just pay. If you pay, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa. The guy who goes to the mikveh and has kavanah when he goes down in the mikveh, but doesn't have kavanah when he pays, just missed the boat. The ik is the payment. The ik is the Mitzvah Deraisa when you pay. The going in is very nice, and I'm sure you have a lomitz al yenis where you're being Mekayim, but that is an inyan that's not a Mitzvah Sei Deraisa. But paying is a Mitzvah Sei Deraisa, that we know. Now again, you can don by mikveh might have a din of karka. Part of it is a towel rental, that zichem metaltalin. But even karka, like we said, there's a machlekes, and one should be machmer. So yes, there will be a chelik of it, and maybe all of it is a mitzvah sasei deraisa. So you should have kavana when you do go to a mikveh. Just have kavana. I'm being mekayim a mitzvah sasei deraisa.
Even if you're not.
So if you're not tayo, then there's no schiris. There's no schiris, and you can't have the mitzvah. You mean that's what you mean? I wonder if that's how it works. Now, because it's a mitzvah, I say deraisa, the prima godim is mesupik, and this is a very, very negeah. especially if you have like a company and you have someone who takes care of bookkeeping. He tells us, it's a mitzvah sasei deraisa. We have a concept, the shliach is a shlichusai. I could rely on a shliach. I send payment with a shliach. I could rely on him that he's going to give the payment. That's stam. But for mitzvah sasei, for deraisa de kinyonim, the Prima Gadim says you can't rely on shliach is a shlichusai. And therefore he said by Baal Tolan, he's mesupik. He said by Baal Tolan, which is a mitzvah sasei deraisa. But Yemetim Zaskar is a mitzvah sasei deraisa. If you're going to send payment with a shliach, you know, I'll send, let's say I hire a tutor for my son. He's going to learn, the Rebbe's going to learn with my son afterwards. That's a mitzvah Baal Tolan with the Yom Titzin Skarek. And I'll send the payment with my son. I cannot rely that my son's going to give the payment, even if he's a gadol, let's say, and he's a responsible child. But since we're dealing with a deraisa, and the gabi, the concept, shlichos and shlichus, so we can't rely on that principle for a deraisa, you can have a problem. You would have to double check and call up the Rebbe. Did you get payment? And if you didn't get the payment, you know, obviously then you'll have the opportunity. But if you don't call him up, you can't just rely, oh, I sent payment with a shlich, and therefore I could rely that it's going to be paid. You can't do that because we're dealing with a deraisa.
By record, why don't we consider a lease? A lease is a year. Why only at the end of the month?
There's a chukas tashbat that says that even when you rent something for a year, you hire an employee for a year, but since you make up that the payments are going to be due every month, or every 2 weeks, bi-weekly or weekly payments, whatever it is, that payment schedule is when every time you get a new mitzvah sasei deraisa and a new mitzvah sasei deraisa, it kicks in. So forget, the more payments, you know, you break it down to, the more opportunities are mitzvah, but unfortunately the more opportunities for a lois sasei as well. So you have to know how you're structured. Okay, now, even though this is a lav deraisa, you're not going to get malchus on it. And this is malchus. Why? Some say because it's nitzik lehishavin, because I could always pay later. Whatever that means, it's a difficult concept because paying later doesn't help you. Paying later, you miss the boat, you miss the time. And Mechaskinach has a problem with that, but he suggests because it's a lav shein by maisa. Not paying is sheval tas. I didn't do anything. I should have paid, and I had no right not to pay, that's true, but it's a lav shein by maisa, and therefore I won't get malchus. Now, this inyan of a schar odom is even when it's a cotton. It's lav davka a godom. You could hire a cotton to do something. I don't know in Montreal if you hire katanim to remove snow. Maybe there's too much snow here. But by us, yes, we hire katanim to blow leaves in the fall and to remove snow. Or technically, we'll take it to the next level. If a parent, again, you have to know how it's structured. If it's like a token of a matana or, you know, a prize. But if it will be structured in a way of an allowance somehow that if he cleans his room or does things and therefore he'll be allotted a certain payment, you have a mitzvah sasei deraisa, mitzvah loisa sasei to pay that child. If the teacher somehow, you know, has a contest or marks and tests. Now again, if it's just like a prize, okay, so it's not really a schiris, but it will be a structured in a way of a schiris, if you learn so much or whatever it is. Again, you know, the fee rice ain't Italian. But if it's structured as a payment for a service, for something that he did for you, yes, you would have a mitzvah for a cotton. And in fact, a cotton is even worse than a gadol. Because by a gadol, we're going to see Miyat Hashem later on, let's say it comes time for payment and I see it's difficult to pay and I ask the president, please be meichel me. So we're going to learn that Be'etzim, if he asks him to be meichel, he's meichel, that you could delay payment, that's fine. A cotton is la bar mechil. A cotton doesn't have the ability to be meichel. So therefore, by a cotton, you don't have the payment and you tell him, do me a favor, I'll pay you tomorrow. Even if he tells you, sure, no problem, well, it is a problem because his sure, no problem doesn't work. And therefore, you have a mitzvah to say. If you hire a babysitter and the babysitter is a cotton, let's say you go to a chasen at night. You come back late at night, you don't have money, you don't have change on you, and you have to pay the bill. I'll pay you tomorrow. So if it's a gadol, I've got to have a mitzvah, but if it's a meichel, you're meichel. But if it's a cotton that you're hiring, there the person cannot be meichel, and therefore, yes, you will have a problem. You better figure out a way quickly how to pay this child. The eitzah, by the way, if you have a large bill, let's say, and we're going to see later on as well, but the eitzah is to pay the child or to pay the babysitter. And let's say you owe the babysitter $20 and you have a $50 bill. Give him the $50 bill and tell the child that he owes you the $30. And if he doesn't want to hold on to $50, no problem. So I'll take it back and now I owe you $20. But now it's a chayv stam because you lent me money, but not because it's chiyah. So it's makayim mitzvah sasei already and I avoided a lot. We're going to see other inyanim, but it's very, very practical and it's tagtaglich, it's negeh. I just want to move on in the seifim, but we'll see that it's very, very negeh. Any questions before we go weiter?
At the beginning of the month, are you paying the mitzvah or are you paying before the chiyuv?
Okay, excellent shiloh. Can you pay before the end of the Zman? Can I prepay? Will I be Mekayim HaMitzvah? Well, that's a shiloh amongst the Poiskim. Most Poiskim, with the exception of Rav Sternbach, most Poiskim hold, no, you are not being Mekayim HaMitzvah. If you pay early, you're not being Mekayim HaMitzvah. And the Eitzah that they suggest, Rav Yosher suggests this Eitzah, others suggest this Eitzah, is let's say go back to the mitzvah case. Okay, you're afraid that you might go to mikvah and just in your rush to leave, you're going to forget to pay. You don't want to be in that position, chulila to be ayvalav. So you're going to put the money in before you go into the mikvah. But we have this problem. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So what do? You have in mind that you're not giving the mikvah the money yet. You're just depositing it there, and it's going to be theirs at the end of the schiris. I could prepay the babysitter and say, look, here's the money. You're going to hold on to it as Bateris Pekodin, you're like my shimer on it, and you'll first own it at the end of your schiris. So as long as the money is around at the end of the schiris, that's fine. But if it's not around, let's say, I don't know if it works here, but if you have, let's say, by the mikvah, a monthly payment, you can, you know, or let's say a babysitter or a playgroup, you pay at the beginning of the month, and the money's already spent by the end of the month, no, then according to most poskim, you will not have the mekayim the mitzvah. You're not over the lav either. So it's, you're on the safe side, but yes, you didn't get a mitzvah saseh.
If I'm not that in mind, you have to tell him, though.
Sorry?
You have to tell him.
That the person...
Yeah, if you have it in mind, it's going to show
late. But a mikveh, there's no one to tell. You're talking to the wall. But okay, yes, in a babysitter. You tell the person. I've done that many times. We're going to see that time that really you should do that if you hire someone in the Bein HaShemoshes period. So you never know when nightfall kicks in. By us, we have, let's say, in Lakewood, the barbers in the yeshiva work at night. So very often the person you hire someone in the windfall in Bein HaShemoshes, as we're going to see later on, there's a problem because you don't know when Seis is. So you pay in advance and you tell the Babu at the end of the schiris, that's when the money is yours. So whenever it is, you know that you were Mekayim the Mitzvah. You didn't lose that opportunity.
Let's forget that the company owner company.
What's the case?
You have a company, an accounting company, accounting firm, and they send the plumber and does the work for you, but they only bill you.
Okay, very good. We're going to learn that later. If the bill comes later on, we're going to learn it. It's not the next step, but later on, see if
you make a condition with a cotton before, let's say babysitting.
Yes. Good point. I didn't mention it. Excellent point. That which mechila doesn't work by a cotton is la'acha ma'isa. You have an obligation to pay the cotton, and now you ask him, please extend that. He has no right to extend it. He doesn't have the ability to extend it, I should say, because the cotton is la'bar mechila. But if you make up before him, which we're going to see later on in the sif, I make up before him, look, payment is only due later on. A payment is not due, you know, at my leisure, whatever it is. That's when it is. And that adai tadoka, that's how he went into the schiris, so it's not a problem. That my obligation is only when I want, or my obligation is only at a later date, so then, yes, that will work. But if I didn't make that up, then I can't extend it later on. With anyone, you could make up as well. But I'm saying, with a gadol, you could get a mechila, you could secure a mechila after that. By a cotton, you can't. All right, let's move... We're going to learn later on about checks.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Anyone who is kovish schach socher. Now, kovish is more than just a delayed payment. Kovish means that I'm going to fight on the worker. I'm not interested in paying him. Let him beg for his money. We'll see. I didn't like the job 100% that he did anyway. Maybe he doesn't deserve the whole amount. I'm going to make it difficult for him. I'm not interested in paying. Let him take me to a bed and whatever it is. That's kovish. That's worse. If you decide at any point in time, you decide not that I'm going to pay you tomorrow, but you decide I'm not going to pay you. At that point, it's worse. It's kilu noito nishmasai. Ve'oivah b'chamisha lavin v'asei. Ye'oivah not only like we discussed olavin asei, but it's actually chamisha lavin v'asei, because that's the inyanim of gezel. There's inyanim of loisashay. The other inyanim that involve you decide that you're not paying him at all. So now, if you have a shiloh about a sichsuch on the job, how good the job was, maybe he doesn't deserve full payment, but it's a real, it's not, you know, oh, I'm going to get him, I'm going to negotiate afterwards, I hire a worker, and afterwards, yeah, I know I hired him for, you know, hired a lawyer, $200 an hour, afterwards I'm going to negotiate with him, hey, let's make it $150 an hour, that's for sure you're over a lot, there's nothing to talk about. But if you tackle, and you even, I say, yeah, you can't negotiate lacha ma'isa, the minig that we have, a lot of people bargain afterwards, they're bargaining with their life, they're just, we're over, which we're going to see, it's a dangerous thing. Besides, they were chamisha lavin v'asei. They also it's sakonis nefashis, as Zayah says, which we'll learn. But the good is, but if you talk, have a real sichsuch with the guy didn't do a good job. So there, the halacha is what you know for sure. The guy is deserving. It means what you know for sure, what you're already moida that he deserves, that you have to pay him. That you can't withhold, oh, we're going to use that as a bargaining chip. You know, I hold, really, he only deserves $100. He feels he deserves $200, so I won't pay him anything, and this way he'll bargain down, we'll negotiate a deal. You can't do that. You have to pay him that $100, what you already moida to. What's outstanding, what's in doubt, what's in the suffix, that, okay, that you can go, wait and go to a bezin. But that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a very difficult thing. Chofetz Chaim Mamish mentions type of things like this, that we don't make up with the worker beforehand, and then later on you have sechsuchim, how much he deserves. He says it's very difficult, because if you cheat him on one penny, you just were either five lavim and asay, so that's very difficult. You don't want to do that. And so the Chofetz Chaim, to be yaitzim and adin, you're always going to have to overpay him, because you never know exactly how much he deserves. And that's also, he says, it's a davar kasha to always be knowing to overpay workers. So he says, therefore, eitz tayve kamash malan, that whenever you hire any type of work, any service provider, you should make sure to make up clearly in advance how much he's going to deserve for the job, how much he deserves per hour, whatever it might be. But the Lashon HaMechab, it says, kilu noito nishmasai, as if you're taking his neshama. The Gemara actually says, it's a makhlek zemaraim, whose neshama are you taking? Some say you take a hurting the player, you're hurting the worker, you're taking his neshama away from him. And some saying, fakir, you're risking your own life. You don't pay a worker, it's kilo neitel neshmasa, you just put your own life on the line, because the Gemara says, kaveh, kaveh, nefesh, the Gemara dashens, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take away the life of the person who hired the worker. And if you're playing with fire, actually the pasuk says, ve'elof hu noisei es nafshei, he's looking towards payment, and the lashon of the pasuk is noisei es nafshei. So if you look in the Zaya and the Mukabalim, the Sarma Gadoshim, they say, Faket, Elav hu noisei es nafshei, with this, that you, he gave you an opportunity to raise, elevate your life. With that you pay him, your life, your nefesh is elevated. Interesting enough, where's the concept of Pikabala, where does it come from, this Indian of Baal Talan? It says, the Lashon HaPasuk says, B'yoymei titin skaray. And the Rosh HaTevis says, B'yoymei titin skaray, is Beis Tav Shin, which stands for Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hired Adam HaRishon to la'avdu l'shama, to work the gan and to watch the gan. That was on Erev Shabbos. And as payment for that work that Adam HaRishon provided, Kivayachu, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Neshama Yisera for Shabbos. And the reason why the Neshama Yisera descends to this world after Chatzos, even still on Friday, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a chiv b'yoymei titan skaray to pay on the day that Adam HaRishon provided the work. And that is the makar, so to speak, for this concept. And therefore, let's take it out. And therefore, it ends up that a person who doesn't pay on time, who doesn't pay workers, and not knowing, is not going to be zeicher to this neshama yisera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in that a person has the ability and the opportunity when you pay workers to be neiseis nafshei, to elevate his nefesh, to be zeicher to neshama yisera, when whatever goes into neshama yisera. And if you miss these opportunities, if you're wondering why your Shabbos wasn't the way it was, or it's not exactly the way other people's Shabbos are, I would re-look into the way you pay your workers and how medactic you are. There was a Meister of Shaul Brach. He was his minik. He was a paisik in Europe, a Bavista paisik. He used to hire a worker every single Friday, whether he needed the worker or not, today to have an opportunity to be makayim mitzvah of b'yom titan skaray. And initially, when I heard the story, I wish Vasav was punked Friday. And then when I saw the Zohar, and I got this, and then I have that he wanted this meat to connect me. He wanted to be zeicher to neshama yisera, so that's why he used to hire the worker. There's a famous story with a rebbe. There was a person who heard of a rebbe that's mamisha, ish tzaddik, ish kodesh. He wanted to see, let me check him out. Let's see if this guy is for real or not. So he traveled to a distant town to visit the rebbe. Okay, he has a time, he's going to come. He gets into the rebbe. And when he walks into the room, a famous story, the rebbe tells his gabbai, bring me a banana. So he says, Shalom Aleichem, bring me a banana. Brings him a banana. The rebbe takes a banana, makes a bracha, eats the banana. In the meantime, he's not talking to this visitor at all. Afterwards, after 5 minutes pass, he finishes the banana, burning the fashas, everything's on. The Rebbe turns to the visitor and says, I know what you're thinking. You think that you and I are the same. You eat a banana, I eat a banana. I make a brach and a banana, you make a brach and a banana. We're just the same. So you're disappointed that you came here. He says, there's a one slight difference, but a major difference between us. He says, you want to eat the banana because you have a cheshek to eat a banana. You know that you can't eat a banana without a bracha, so you make a bracha. No, that's what Chazal want. I'll make the bracha. If I gotta make, I'll make the bracha. He says, I have a different problem. I'm chalishing to make a bracha. I'm chalishing. I have a karsa tayta brinsham. I'm chalishing to make a bracha. But I have a problem. Chazal say I can't make a bracha. It's a bracha levatola. So I need the banana to make a bracha. We did the exact same thing, but for different reasons. And it touches up the mitzvah differently. Generally speaking, we hire workers because we need the work done. We pay him because, look, he doesn't want to do it for free. We got to pay him. Gedolim hire workers for care. They hire workers because they're looking for an opportunity to pay. No, they can't pay just stamina belt. We are just a matana, so they have to hire a worker to get this mitzvah of Yamatit Diskari. Look, you don't want to go to the mikvah, it's not your minute, but no, I got to go in the mikvah because I have to get the mitzvah. But that, it's a whole different idea, a whole different perspective in life. If you pile them like that, you see your world will change. Your whole life will change, that I can tell you. Okay, let's move on to Sif Gimel. Let's get into it. What is this man of a poet? What is this man that you have, the time period that you have, that you must pay, and if you don't pay, you lost your say in your evil loy sasa. Schir yoim yesh lo zman letna loy kol alayla. Schir yoim, like we mentioned, that means someone who finishes at nightfall, that means he worked the entire day. That was the minig then. They used to work the period, the day shift or the night shift. So it's schir yoim, we work the entire day. Yesh lo zman letna loy kol alayla. You have the entire night to pay him. Well, nas nuloi, you did not pay him in that period. Oiva la babaika, you oiva in the baika, which is amura shacha, mishum bal tolin. Schir laila, you have, let's say, someone who's a night watch or whatever it is, someone, any, or a babysitter, but someone who works, let's say, the entire night, schir laila, let's say you have a nurse for an infant who's working the entire night, zmanu lit nuloi kalayayim. That worker who worked the entire night and finished in the morning, you have the entire day to pay him. Lo nothing lo, you did not pay him during the day. Oyve lo be'erev mishum b'yem etitim skari. And even though it says b'yem etitim skari, it means the lav as well. The Sma points out it's the same pasuk. Lesav lo v'ashemesh b'yem etitim skari. You're going to be oyve the lav and the essay. And by the first case, you also oyve the essay. It means either way, you have one lav with an essay. You have that period, that time period, that oynu we call it, up to 12-hour period to pay. Hago, Zakhtar Ramal, Poyalim Didon, but our workers already were different in the times of Chazal. She'einois Malach Ad Alayla, we work from 9 to 5, it doesn't go to night, night first sets in, let's say 7, 8, whatever it is. Kivin Sheshakol Avachama, once the sun sets, Oivalad Mishum V'yemetit Inskari. V'myasa Malach Ad Alayla, however, if it extends to the night, let's say, for example, in the winter where the night sets in early, a 9 to 5 worker, or let's say 9 to 6 worker ends already after nightfall. Yesh lo zman kol alayla. He has the entire night to pay. Afa pish lo skaray adayta dohachi. There's a Tai Sefer here, the guy fixes it. It's Afa pish lo skaray adayta dohachi. Even though you didn't intend for him to work so late. Let's say you intended the guy's going to work for a few hours. You hire someone to do a job in your house to paint. You figure he's going to finish in the afternoon, 3 o'clock. And ended it, he extended and he first finished at 6 o'clock. Hayyasi first finished after the nightfall, it was in the winter, then you have the entire night to pay him. It doesn't mean that because I thought that it was only going to work during the day, therefore I would, the chiv should kick in by shkia. No, it's not like that. Whenever he finished, whenever he finished, that's when my chiv starts, and I have till the end of that oino, whether it be the nightfall or amurashaka, to pay him. Now the reason why I mentioned Ben Ashur Zafuan, I'm going to get to
what you're saying is if a guy works 4 hours during the day for you, you've got to pay him by shkia.
Correct. Which we're going to see, that's really the next sif. Let me wait for the next sif to discuss that. But at least over here, when it says shokol of akama, why is the Ramal use a lashon shkia? The Mefarshim, the Chafetz Chaim says that the Leisav Olav Hashemesh really means teis. Why are we using a lashon shkia? So either you say it's the lav dafka, it really means teis, hakokovim. The Chafetz Chaim mentions that. Or you could say a different pshat. You can say that Hayois, we Paskin, Ben Shmosh, this is always a suffix. We don't know when Seis kicks in. So if the Ramah is instructing you what to do, about the in Halacha, Yitaka have till Seis, but you don't know when Seis is. So to be Yitzi from the suffix, you don't want to enter into the suffix, so therefore you have to pay already by Shkia. Because if you pay 20 minutes after Shkia, that might have been already Seis. So if you hire a worker during that, let's say the night worker, that you have the entire day to pay, you should pay already before Shkia, because you don't know when Seis comes in. And if a worker finishes during Ben HaShemashes, so then you have a problem, because you don't know when Seis was, so you really have to pay him immediately because he might have finished before Seis kicked in, and now Seis is going to kick in another 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes to pay the guy. If someone finishes, which we're going to see, like he raised as well, the next sif, if you finish right before Shkia, yes, then you have to pay then. You finish right before Munashaka, you have to pay then. This man is, it's like this is the end time. Either it's Seis or Munashaka. You just have up to then to pay. Now there's no Kimli on Mitzvah that says. All right. Okay, is there a difference between a Yid and a Goy? Good Shaila. The Mefarshim, at least the Psukim in the Gemara, but Metzi is Mashma, that it's only by a Yid and not by a Goy. However, there's a Sefer Mitzvah and a Chinuch who say that even though the Lav Taka is not by a Goy, but the Mitzvah that say is by a Goy as well. So now, it wasn't brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Not only that, it wasn't even brought down in the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, but the Rambam wrote it in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Chinuch brings it down in the Mitzvah. So, Lahaloka, I don't know. I can't tell you 100%, but I could definitely tell you, yes, there is a Shita Zishayinim, and I haven't found anyone who's Chaylik Lahed Yon Zishayinim. So therefore, obviously, Lekachili, you should try to pay even a Goy, as B'yamit Titin Skar. You won't have the Lav, but yes, you'll have the Asay, like many Rishayinim.
If someone works at night, then shouldn't you have the whole day, because it falls into the day, rather than, even if he finishes just before sunset?
They broke up the day into two parts. So it's not that you have, Laila Halakak, or Yom Halakak HaLaila. They broke up, it's like two sections for the day. It's the day part of the day and the night part of the day. You have two oynas to deal with. If there's a pool on one oyna, you got to that oyna. If it carries into the second oyna, you got to the end of the second oyna. Yeah, it's divisible. So if you have a night worker who finished a babysitter, you come home at 12 o'clock at night, yes, you'll only have till Amun and Shaka to pay the person.
Somebody works on Shabbos?
Very good, Shaila. Someone works on Shabbos. You can't pay the person on Shabbos. Presumably you mean that the person finished on Shabbos before Shkia. Finished by Seis, then you have the night, Matzoi Shabbos, to pay. But let's say they worked Friday night, a waiter, whatever it is, a babysitter on Shabbos. Yeah, the place can discuss that. And which we're going to see later on, there's a concept of when we have umdanis of when you're not going to pay the person. We have an umdana, you're not paying this person on Shabbos. So therefore, it's as if you made up with the person, I'm going to pay you late. Once you made that up, then there won't be a mitzvah saseh, there won't be a lois saseh either. And then, which we're going to see in Yetzir Shem later, then likely there will never be the mitzvah saseh. You know, either you have it the first oina, or if you for some reason can't have it the first oina, you'll never have it at all.
You buy an Aliyah on Shabbos, the same thing?
You buy an Aliyah on Shabbos, what is that? I never entertained that, but is it Mecca Chamemka? You're buying something or are you hiring something? It's Mitzvah Tzedakah, yeah. But if you're getting something for it, I don't think it's a service. They're not providing a service. They're giving you opportunity for Keret for you to get a schus. I would guess it's Mecca Chamemka.
From the case where the guy has finished the job during Shabbos, is it the answer that you said before? Still applicable. The beginning
of the day, the beginning of the morning, you could do that? Okay. There is Grad, I believe it's a Nar Sameach, who says, they discuss also what happens if you have a work called Erev Shabbos. I don't know how, but they used to finish in HaShabbos.
Yes. I'm not.
As a goy, I'm thinking, but they're talking about yid, and I don't know. The Gemara says he's supposed to stop, by the shofar sounds. You have to allow a certain time to get ready for Shabbos. But they had this mitzvah. All the places discussed this. They had this mitzvah even up to this day. Chema, it took me 100 years ago. They had this mitzvah. Some worked on Friday till Seis. I'm not sure exactly, but that was the mitzvah. And again, you have the problem. I can't pay Friday night. What do I do? So there, the Ursa Mechrada, I mean, it's a Shaila. Many places say, again, you don't have the opportunity to pay, so it's clearly understood, I'm going to pay you Matzai Shabbos or later, and therefore there's no mitzvah. The Ursa Mech said, someone tied up to Ursa Mech like that, that you would have a chiv, since you know you can't pay when this man finishes, then you have a chiv to pay him before the end of this man and let him have it till the end. Now, when the Mekayim and Mitzvah say, we discuss if he has the money, doesn't have the money, but he says, at the lav, you would have to prepay him because he teaches the pasuk loisava lo Hashem, which means loisava or loisalim pula sacher itcha loisalim pula sacher. If it's still at Poland, you shouldn't allow nightfall or the morning to set in with withholding wages. So if you have the opportunity to prepay and that's how you're going to avoid withholding wages, you would have a chiv out to your lav to do that. That's his shita. I don't think it's muskam, but yes, then you might have an inyan out to the lav shabbai to pay early. Sorry?
It's not
We're going to learn the other time if you can make it tonight.
What about a single lady that finally put the money down and they never get out of the house till after left pension or later? You put the money down.
It's Ben Ashmash, so it's ready after Tzeis.
After Tzeis,
it's fine. So then, when they pick up the money, that's Yom Kippur Mitzvah.
And let's say it's not. And that's when they take the money, is when they're getting paid. That's
right, and that will be a mitzvah.
What do you say to Shani?
Probably right before they pick it up. Good Shaila. All right, let's move on to Tzif Dalet. Schir Shoyis, which is what we discussed before. Schir Shoyis means that it's not that you hired the person for the entire 12-hour period. You hired the person for 2 hours, for 1 hour, for 1 minute. You don't need any length of time, as long as it's worth a shavar pruta, and like some Rishonim, even pachas mishavar pruta. You hire somebody for anything, it could be for 1 minute, that you have the dynamics of Baal Talin. And what's the halacha? Im kolas chirusa b'yoyim, if the work was completed still by daylight, yesh loy tashlam kolos ha'yoyim, you must pay the person during that day period. Im kol b'layla, if it's finished at night, yesh lo tashlam kolos ha'layla, then you have to pay him during the night. And we discussed, this happens, you have a babysitter, you have anything, the bowling shoes, it's only for a short period of time. So yes, when you do these things, when you rent things, you hire workers, if they finish in time, or the schir is finished during the day, even though it wasn't for the whole day, yes, we would have a chiyuv to pay during that period. Any shaila?
And having mitzvah by giving a credit card.
Okay, we're going to learn about it later.
Well, the guy works for a plumbing company. You call the company, they send the workers down. He's doing it for you, but he's doing.
Okay. That's a good shaila. What happens if you're not hiring the person directly? So we're going to gradually learn. You know, maybe I should do. Let me wait on it for Siv Zion, because you have a different variable of that, and we'll better understand that. But it's a very good child. All right, let's move on to Siv Hey. Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shvuah, which means you hide the person for a week, for a month, or rented something for a week, for a month, for a year. Schir Shvuah means for a 7 year period. For the whole Shemitah, for a whole 7 year period, I hired a worker. The halacha is yotze b'yoyim, if the completion, the time that the worker ended his employment was b'yoyim, goy v'kolay se'ayim. Yotze b'layla, if the employment ended b'layla, goy v'kolay se'ayim. It's the same concept again and again. We always look to the end of the schiris. Whenever the schiris ends, if it's during the day period, you have to the end of the day. If it's during the night period, you have the end of the night. All right. Let's move on to Sivav. Now, till now, what we were primarily discussing was either rentals or poyalim, which we call schira yoyin. You're hiring a person per hour, not per job, but per hour. I pay you X amount of dollars per hour, or cleaning later, whatever it is. I'm paying you per hour. But it's very often you could have, I'm paying you per the job. You know, you have to paint the house. Whether you take 1 hour to paint the house, 10 days to paint the house, that's your job. Your job is to paint the house. This is kablonis. It's a different type. It's like an umen. I go to the God of the Machabis case is going to be, I give a talis l'umen to fix. I go to a tailor, hem the pants. Okay? Now, he's not getting paid per hour. He's getting paid per job. Hemming the pants is $10, whatever it is. That is a job. It could take him 1 minute. It could take him an hour. That's what his payment is, $10. The halacha is that the Machabah, nothing talisa l'umen l'sakna b'kablonis. He's a kablon. He gets paid for the job, the gomra, and he completed that job. It's in Tesanta Heta, or Hagdara. Kol zman, shatalis v'yad umen. As long as the talis, your garment, is still sitting by the tailor, ainu oiver. You're not going to be over anything, which we're going to see mitzvah. It's makloik is why, but you're not over. However, nothing loy afilu b'katzei yom. But when you pick it up, when he gives it back to you, even b'katzei yom, whenever he gives it back to you, that's when baltolin starts to kick in. And kivin sheshaka lo v'chama, one sun sets over mishum baltolin. That's when you can be over mishum baltolin. Shekabolonis kischiris. He is different gersa, the pirate of his money. Kabbalahs are just like schiris. There's no difference between kabbalahs and schiris, except for this nakuda. When does the dynamics of Baal Talan kick in? Only when he finishes the kabbalahs, but not when he just completes the work. When he actually returns the item. When he gives me back my suit, I go to the cleaners and I give my shirt to clean and my suit to clean, to dry clean. When I pick it up, at that point, that's when it kicks in. Till I pick it up, even though he calls me and he tells me it's ready, there's no Baal Talan. What's the reason? L'chaya, he already did his job, whether he pick it up or not. So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. Some say, and it's broken down, I'm going to give you three shittas. So the Miri says, and others say, that the reason is because Vivait, he didn't tell you to pick it up, or he didn't insist that you pick it up now. It's kilu is maichud you. He allows you to have a delayed payment. That's that shita. Then it becomes a little difficult. Why? Which we're going to see. Why later on when he does give it back, why it was on Baal Talan kicks in. If he was maichud me, he's maichud me. We're going to see in Yetzicham later on. Once you pass that opportunity, that zman, if you are over, you aren't over, it's irrelevant, but you only can be over once. It's only a one-time deal of these mitzvahs. Once that passes, no more. Okay, but that's the shita to Meiri. However, Zak the Meiri, but if you give a mashkin to a person, let's say, oh, worker, and I don't have money, okay, but here, take my watch, that will be security, you know you're going to get payment. You give a mashkin to the Meiri, that's not going to help the worker. We know that you can't give a worker shavik kesef, you have to give him money. If you give shavik kesef to a worker, you're not making a mitzvah, you actually over love as well. You have to give money. If you made up money, you have to give money. If you made up something else, I'd rather you can give something else, which we're going to discuss checks later on. But if, in absence of any tanai, min hastam, he's expecting his payment in the form of cash and money. Again, unless you have a minig or a tanai. So therefore, you can't give shavah kesef. Like the minig, if you can't give shavah kesef, who then you can't give them a mashkin either? I can't give you a security. What's the security worth? The understanding is, ve'elav u'nosi asnafsho, he needs to support his family. He needs money that he can now support his family, buy food, whatever it is. Having your gold watch as a mashkin is not going to support his family. His security is going to get payment, but he can't support his family with a mashkin. And he can't support a family with shavah kesef either, because now he has to try to liquidate that and go to a pawn shop. It's not practical, and you're adding a step that he doesn't have to do. So you must pay him money. So Miri says that a mashkin is not going to do it either. That's the sheet of Miri. The second sheet is not like that. The second sheet is, that the reason why you're not over yet is because indeed the item that he worked on is viewed as a mashkin. And Kozman, he has a mashkin, you're not over any yesa. I hired a tailor. I can give other examples. You hired a watcher. You go bring a watch to repair, a tape recorder to repair, a computer. You drop off your computer to repair, anything, a shoe repair, a car mechanic, anything. He has the item. The car is sitting by him. So even though he told me the job is done, but he, the Etzem has a mashkin. He's secured on his payment because he knows, no ticket, no, if I don't come with the money, he's not giving me back my item. And even if, take it a step further, even if he'll be willing to return the item and extend credit, should I ask, that's true. Even if he tells me, go pick up your car and pay me, let's say he said it in that logic, it means he's not retaining the car as payment, as a security, doesn't make a difference. Calls man, he has a mashkin sitting by him, I'm not going to be over the Yisurim. That's Rabbeinu Yonason sheet, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav passes like that. You're not being Mekayim a mitzvah, faker. It's when he returns the item to you, that's when the variables are about Talan set in. A painter doesn't have a mashkin, so in a chanami, that's not going to work. But we're talking about when you have in a chanami, there are going to be kablonis that are, and I agree that they're not going to pass this concept. And then it's like nosna loy b'chatzayoyim. It's automatically built in when he applies the paint to your wall. That's when he was nosna loy that paint job. So that is b'chatzayoyim. Whenever he finishes the paint job, that's when. Contrary to a poet where you hire by hour, the wages are set by the hour. When the hour is finished, I'm obligated to pay. A kablan who's providing a service, even though he finished the job, as long as he doesn't deliver the goods, the job is not done. It means my relationship with him, my obligation to pay him, was when he delivers the goods. My watch is repaired, but it's sitting by him. What do I have from that? I have nothing. The pasuk says, "Losalin pulasacha itcha." If it's by you and you're withholding payment, yes, then you have a lav and I say. If it's not by you yet, you aren't withholding anything. He has your item. So what? You didn't pay him yet, but you didn't get his service yet. You didn't get what he improved. You didn't get his improvement yet. So then the zman didn't start. The second he gives it back to you, that's when he's providing that improvement. That's when he's providing the kablanis. That's when it's pula sacha itcha, it's by you. That's when you have a chiv, and that's why everything sets in.
What about the Yiddish dry cleaner that doesn't expect his money right away? That comes once a week, once every 2 weeks, so you get your stuff in between. That's the way he works.
How does it work? Give me the example.
I'm not. He's up in your house and pick up the goods, and he drops off. And he doesn't have to lie to a worker. It could be a worker. If he went home, he just drops it on the doorstep.
Look, if that's the concept that means he was meichel, so then you weren't there a lot. If that's the noig is that he extends credit, and that was the understanding, but you won't get the assay. You just lost the opportunity of an assay.
The last shita, I don't understand why you still, if he has the item, you're not over. It's a point, you have to go to get it. It's not him.
Okay. That's a valid point. And let me just, it's a good point, and I'll mention it now.
You don't know where to go.
If he tells you, if he tells you that the job is finished, he loved Africa is insisting that you pick it up immediately. He's just notifying you, by the way, it's finished, come at your leisure whenever you want, you can pick it up. The job is not done till he delivers the goods. Should he insist, should he insist, I want you to come pick it up now, I want payment today, I'm pressed for money, please come today to pick it up, then yes, you have the obligation to go pick it up. Should you not go pick it up, yes, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you're ready to be over. The Bir HaLacha in Reish Mem Beis might be mashma, not like that, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lahedya, yes. It means, yes, that the mere fact that you're not going to pick it up, that itself is the withholding of payment, because you're blocking the opportunity to pay him. Yes, you, Pashas, you'll have a problem.
Could he force the...
I think it was...
Could he force the object on you? Which means I'm finished with the work. That's all right, I'll pick it up tomorrow. Nothing to do with it. Here it is.
And a Hanami, so even better yet, he can even say, I want you to pick it up today because I want payment today. Right. The Bir HaLacha Gerada, I mentioned already, Shrein, if we were on this topic, I'll mention the Bir HaLacha. He has a Shaila, a person Nebuch only had enough money. It was Friday. He only had enough money either to pay his worker or to buy his food for Shabbos. Havainik Shabbos. What does he do? You know, both are mitzvahs, what do you do? And the Bir HaLacha paskens that you're the chiv to pay the worker and go, you know, make Shabbat Chachoyim and not have any Oynik Shabbos. And the reason is, he says, first of all, Oynik Shabbos might be only the Rabbanan, but even if it's a Daraisa, it's a Machlokes, even if it's a Daraisa, but by Baal Tolan you have an Asay and a Lav. So since this is Mokom, you have an Asay and a Lav, so if you'd be Mechuyiv to pay the worker rather than buying for Oynik Shabbos.
What I hear from you is as follows here, that Pazakta's like a number to what we do. So Mamela, it's not, it would go all to Mechil, it wouldn't go all to Mechil. It would go all, that's the way we do it. Pazakta, that he's Mechil, that he says he can pay me later, that's Mechil.
Right. That's,
I don't know, but
we're going to get to later on more about that, but I just want to discuss, when you have an Oynik Shabbos situation, what do you do? So the Mishnah Bir HaLacha says, if the Poel insists, you got to pay him Erev Shabbos and make Shabbat Chachor, you're not going to have a Shabbos that week. However, he tries to give you an answer, try to ask him to be Mechiyu B'Lev Shalom to extend payment. Or he says, and here's where the Mashmois is not like the Aruch HaShulchan, or he says, don't accept the item. So there, the Pesach Choshen wants to be Madaik. You see that somehow the Baal HaBayis has the right to not accept the item. And that's very modern. The poet wants to deliver the item. He wants payment just because you don't want to accept it. How does that block the mitzvahs? And it's Hebrew Shrein and the Bir HaLacha. But the Okhidim says Mefurish, not like the Bir HaLacha.
Oh, if you don't accept the item, then you don't have to ask him from
a Achille.
He has to insist you pick it up.
He's by your door, and he wants to get into his Lord. Kibbutz, don't take it from his Lord. Don't take it from. What does that mean? He wants to force it on you. Like your example, I'm not taking it because I don't have the money. I'm not interested in paying. I'd rather have Shabbos this week. I don't want to pay you. And somehow he feels that that would work. Maybe he could be Matcha Losh, and he really doesn't mean that. But the Aruch HaShulchan is Mefurish that that does not work. If the poet wants you to pick up the item, you have these Chiyuvim.
How does it work for women? Meaning that you have an
assay
and a
love
at the same time.
But it's not a man in the mitzvah today, Shazvan Grama. Because it's during that oina. I hear the child. I would have to look it up. Into time to time. Huh? Okay, all right. Well, you can look up the chinuch there, and I'm sure you'll say mafurish what it is. All right, now, but here's where I would like to address a little bit what you mentioned before, is very often we don't hire workers directly. We hire them through, let's say, I hire a company to provide a work. I call up a car service. The dispatcher that I'm talking to is not not the driver, right? He's now, let's say even, we'll take it to a next step. Let's say by yeshiva, and I make up with the administrator, whatever it is, I'm paying the X amount of dollars for the year. I don't expect the administrator to teach my child. I know he has Rebbeim and he has teachers. He's not going to teach my child. What's the halacha then? So I really should go even to a more fundamental concept, and that is, yes, Baal Talon applies to all types of schiris and kablonis, but there's this distinction between a kablonis and a mechir. Now I'll give you let's say you hire someone to you want to order carpet. So I hire someone to carpet, and he lays the carpet down, and now he's expecting payment. He went to the shir and he said, Gevaldik, now I know that I can tell the guy, you have a bal yom metitin skar, you have a bal tolet, and there's no problem. The maisa is, when there's someone selling you carpet, yes, he has to also install the carpet, but he's not my worker. I'm buying carpet if it's laid on my floor. It's, my worker would be if I give him my watch and he improves my watch. Maybe you're going to say he's improving my house, so then maybe, okay, then he can start donning. Maybe, yes, and the chanami would apply. But let's say we'll make it more fundamental. I hire someone, he does custom furniture, make me a kitchen cabinet or make me a bookcase, just like this. And he works and he does it, and now he delivers it, and now he wants payment. That's not chiris. Yes, I hired him to custom make something, and yes, he had to work and make it, and he was working like a pearl, yes, but my relationship with him is not employee-employer. My relationship with him is buyer-seller. I'm willing to buy a custom-made bookcase, you know, that's fine. I'm willing to buy it. He's willing to sell it, but he's a buyer-seller relationship. There's no baal talan in such a case. There's a mechira going on.
What happens if he buys a bookcase and he says, for installation, it's not $100?
Yes, and a chanami. If it's a separate charge for installation, yes, and the bookcase would be the mechira.
And he tries to weasel out of the installation.
Yes, so then he's over 5 lavin in SA and he just was sakonis nefashis. Correct. Are you in the bookcase? Are you in custom furniture?
No, the charge of installation. No, I bought so much stuff.
What profession are you in? What profession are you in?
Lighting. Same thing happened to me a week ago.
In the lighting. Okay. Let me just give you a few more examples and I'll take your question. This is, for example, a builder of a home. So yes, if it's your property and you ask him to build your house.
He said, when I bought it, he asked me to install it. I said, I'll install it. But for you, I'll install it. But I said, there's an extra charge. So then when he came to pay, he said, oh, but you said you could install. And I said, but there's an extra charge. You don't want to pay.
Yeah. All right, well, that has these problems.
5 lavin
in SA, yeah.
Unless you're
Moichem. Yes. let's say you hire invitations, bar mitzvah, chasen invitations. You hire a printer to do something, to print you up an ad or whatever it is, a flyer. So again, yes, he's providing a service for you, but no, he's not your worker, because again, he's selling you a printed invitation to your specifications. That's what he's selling you. It's a meicher lekeach relationship. You could have a builder of a home. You know, if in Lakewood's like that common here, if you have the property, you ask him to build a house on your property. So yes, he's a kavlan, and that will be baal talan. But very often, you know, they build new developments, they have new complexes, and you want to custom make the home, and he's selling 20 homes, and yes, you got lot number 7, whatever it is. It's true that you think that he's your worker, and that's why maybe there's more sechsuchim with builders, because you think that he's your employee, but he's not. He's really your seller. He's selling you the house to your specification. So then there wouldn't be an Indian about all.
If you order an item to someone who's going to make it for you, if it wasn't because of you, the item won't be in the world, right?
The item won't.
The item won't be here. The one is here, right?
Correct. You wouldn't have made another.
How does that work with a regular seller? Regular seller, the guy has, let's say.
Yeah, but my relationship still with him is mekach or memkach. There will be other variables which we discussed last night. We mentioned it in the end of Shin Lama Gimel, that if you hire someone to custom make something, you know, you're having a birthday party, you custom make, you know, an ice cream cake, and then you tell the guy, you know, I changed your mind, and you already made it, and now it's going to just melt, or he has nothing to do with it. Yes, so you'd be kind to pay multikar me. It could be something else, but that's not baal talan. Well, your relationship with him is mekach or memkach. You're asking him to make you a cake, that's to sell you a cake. That's mekach or memkach. That's not baal talan. Baal talan is only when you have a kavlan. It's your item that he's improving, or you're paying him by hour, or you're renting something. That's baal talan. But when he sells you something.
When an item is involved, it's a sell. That's what you're saying.
Correct. But not only if the seller owns the item, if it's his material, if it's your watch or your tape recorder, your item that you're asking him to fix, your refrigerator is broken, your appliance is broken, dishwasher doesn't work, and you call down an appliance, he services you and he fixes your appliance, yes, you will have baal talan. He fixed your dishwasher. But if you ask him to deliver a dishwasher, that's a mechira, that's not baal talan. So now let's get back to the example he suggested. Now that we know this chilek, it's a chilek between a poel, a kavlan, and a mechira, some suggest that when you have tuition, again, I'm not saying it's Muslim, but some suggest, when I hire an administrator to educate my child at school, I know he's not teaching my child. I know he's going to have rebbeim. So since he's not providing a service for me, then we could look at it that what we're really doing is he's selling me a package called education. He's selling me the year's worth of education, which involves maybe lunches and teachers and rebbeim and manalim and desks and whatever goes into this package called education. But he's really selling me something. He's selling me service that he has subcontractors to do the work. He has a rebbeim to do the work. He's selling me that service. So he's not, he himself is not providing the service. He's overseeing that service, but he's willing to sell that to me. And therefore some say that that's not Baal Talan, but rather that's Mecha Chomemka. For his chelik, whatever administration, you know, his chelik that is in the tuition, let's say you pay $4,000 of tuition, and, you know, for the administrator, his salary, you know, you prorate it for all the children in school, you see his salary is $50 per child. Yes, for that $50, you'll be over Baal Talan. But everything else that he's not providing, he's just overseeing the malacha. Some, again, I can't say it's Muslim, but some suggest that it's a Mecha Chomemka. He's selling me this package. And so too, you could have it by other cases as well. Whenever you hire somebody, he's subcontracting the work, and he's not doing the work. You know he's not doing the work, so you could say the same thing. I'm not hiring him, he's not my poil, but I'm really asking him to obligate himself to make sure to provide me this package of malacha, of service, and that might be Mecha Chomemka.
You're not paying for the mikvah, you're paying for the soap, for the towel.
No, the towel is the rent. I'm renting the towel, and I'm renting the use of the mikvah. That's a rent. I go any type of rent. But the difference is, by metaltolin, I'm renting that item. Or bekak, I'm renting that item. So yes, the package is the service, but the service is coming from the item that I rent, so then there's baal talin. If I hire a worker, the same thing. There will be baal talin, even though he's providing me a service. But when I hire somebody that's not providing me the service, and is not rented to me, theoretically, if I hire a metaltolin who's not going to provide the work, but give me other metaltolin, yes, then the same thing. But obviously no such example. If he's just promising me, he's obligating himself, committing himself to give me this package, that might be Mecha Chomemka.
If my toilet is broken, I call up the plumbing company to send me a man to fix it on pay by the hour.
If that person is the owner of the company, I'm paying him, so then it'll be about all of them. But again, if you're paying the company's obligation is to the worker, so that might be Mecha Chomemka. You still have chiyuvim to pay on time. You still have obligation, loy v'rasha v'lo yishalim. You have other isurim involved, that tamal erecha lek v'shoyf. But lagavi baal talin, that only bought, you mean, if you're looking Friday to be mekayim this mitzvah saseh deraisa, don't do it through a subcontractor. Make sure you get a guy directly, because you won't have this mitzvah, maybe.
When does the baal talin come in? When I get the bill or when you finish the work?
We're going to learn Yat Hashem later on about that. That's yishalim too. Okay, any other questions? And I think we'll stop here for a break. But any other questions?
What happens if you have a babysitter? Like, happens many times. My wife is a teacher, and the babysitters don't want to take money. Okay, but when you hired the babysitter, it's your partner. But they don't want to take money. They don't want to take money. But maybe they do want to take money. They're bad to take money.
Why don't they want to take money? What? You have a babysitter who's just doing kesed to watch teacher's children?
You call the babysitter, you say you want to pay them, and then when you come to pay, they don't want to take money. And then the next day you have to go
shtuk
the money into the
bar,
you know.
She's teaching. Okay, on Baruch Hashem, we come to Yisrael, a beautiful...
Maybe they're embarrassed to take the money. Maybe they don't even want to take the money.
If they really want to take the money, the mechila is not a mechila b'leiv shalom. Yes, you'd have a problem. But if they tell you lehedya, they're not taking money, what could you do? They told you lehedya not. So it's like...
But you're paying them.
So the only thing is, by them telling you that they're not charging you, they might have stripped you from the opportunity to do the mitzvah, because now that you're paying them, you might be giving this to Matana in return, but not to spoil them, because if they're not charging you, then...
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.